We're planning a Lenten retreat for busy people, basically. So we kind of thought, if you're busy, you'd like to know how much time it's going to take. And we're saying 10 minutes a day, to spend 10 minutes a day on a kind of a spiritual practice of your choice. So it could be praying with scripture. It might be doing some stillness exercise. It might be reflecting on your day, something like that. Wherever you find God, basically, we'll start there. And you spend 10 minutes a day on that. And then you meet a guide once a week.
A prayer guide?
A prayer guide, yeah. So we have a number of prayer guides in the center here. So how it starts is we have a meeting on Thursday the 8th. That's this Thursday at 8 o'clock here in the center. People are invited to come along and we say a bit more about it. They're paired with a guide, and then you meet that guide once a week for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
In person, or can you do it like by phone or Skype or something?
You meet in person. However, we have a number of Skype places as well. We have one person from Limerick signed up for it already. He's going to come up for our opening meeting on the 8th, and he'll meet the guide, but then he'll also continue on Skype. So there is a possibility for that for a number of places. That's basically it. We guide the person wherever they're at and help them to find God in their life. And we're hoping that for busy people, it's a kind of a challenge. We call it a Lenten challenge rather than maybe giving up something which someone might like to do. You could also take this up for 10 minutes a day. And it's an opportunity, you know, to maybe have a bit of stillness, a bit of quiet, a bit of reflection. We're all busy, and maybe someone just wants to sit in silence and see what's going on for them. Or maybe they might need a little bit more guidance for some prayer with scripture. So we're very open to wherever the person is at. So we're really excited about it and we're looking forward to it.
I know this is Jesuit, so it's Christian and Catholic, but Ignatian spirituality does lend itself to maybe somebody who's seeking and hasn't pinned themselves down or says, well, I don't do formal prayer. Are you open to that kind of thing?
Yes, we are. You know, as you say, Ignatian spirituality is quite good at helping people find the movements in their life. So it's really looking at what gives you energy, what gives you life in your day, what's leading you to good or to better, and then maybe what's taking energy away from you. And we all know, have a sense of that in our days, but can we listen to that and find the movement of it? And certain things, people, activities are leading us towards life and towards God in the Christian view, and other things might be leading away from that. So that's kind of what we're looking at in Ignatian spirituality. So for some people, it could be music that really brings them alive and that gives them life. And we can work with that and see how we can, maybe they'd like to pray in that way. Or it could be, you know, going for a walk in nature. Nature is something that really speaks to people. And there are ways that we can use that as well in prayer. And of course, scripture as well is another way that entering into the stories of scripture can be a wonderful way, very relational, and we're all in relationships. So that's another way. So yeah, we're very open to different ways of doing it. And God is in all of these ways in our view, you know.
And that's helpful, because for many people, they would like a time marked off in the year where they commit to the 10 minutes, which is not onerous, and then having committed to that they reflect over a week. We might think, well, I noticed changes in myself, or I noticed this happening or that happening. Good then to have a prayer guide to talk about that with at the end of the week.
Absolutely. We find in any spiritual practice or prayer, if you do take up the 10-minute challenge, then you might just spend a minute or two noting down what happened each day, or even in the evening noting it down. And then once a week you check in with your guide, because what often happens, you know, there are movements in our spiritual life and we're moved in different ways. So it's helpful to share that with another person, and also someone who can listen for those movements. And we are trained in doing that here, and we're delighted to help people. God is so present in our lives all the time, but this is a way to get in touch with that and to know that we can do that wherever we are, at work, at home, with our family, your children, whatever. There's ways to that God is present all the time, and that we're just connecting with that.
Because I notice for myself, I remember with Facebook and different things that I'd be on them a lot, and you suddenly notice that you're spending a lot of time, and then there's something about if you can take a wee bit of time apart for, say, in Lent, where you might say, well, I might leave 10 minutes off Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and spend those 10 minutes just quiet and calm. Could be very interesting to see what develops even in that dual process.
Well, I even find it useful if I'm on something like Facebook, for example. I would take 10 minutes at the end of the day just reflecting on what's been moving me, so I can sense if, oh, you know, I think I spent an hour doing this. And yeah, I enjoyed the first 10 minutes of it, but after that, it wasn't really life-giving for me. So having the moments of silence can help you get in touch with where life is and where God is and where happiness is and fulfillment. And also the difficulties, you know, we have struggles in our day and sometimes we might gloss over them. But we can also acknowledge when you sit down, sometimes things come up in silence, but that's our bodies, our hearts speaking to us. And it's good for us to listen to those because there are truths there that are guiding us to what's better. It can be very helpful to include that in your spiritual life.
Yeah, because really, it's very easy in the 21st century to be very active all the time and never actually have time to sit down and reflect or become aware, just develop a sense of what is going on, standing back just for a while.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I have the privilege in my training as a Jesuit to have had a good bit of time for that. But yet I'm busy and I'm working and you have to fit things in, you know. So it's like, can you develop something like that? And it could be taking a walk for a couple of minutes, or it could be driving home, you have the couple of minutes. It's helpful to be guided into finding these moments of reflection. It can be very enriching. I was out for a walk at the weekend down in Connemara, and there was a guy running up, and he was like, it's great for the soul, this, isn't it? You know, he was just speaking, having a moment of wherever you find it, you know, we all need this nourishment and it's there for us. But our culture tends to not value it. And for us, it's giving a little time to it and see what happens. Who knows?
Who knows? And 6 weeks is a good commitment. You know, 10 minutes is doable. And then 6 weeks is enough to yield some results.
It is, yeah. Because like anything in life, whether it's sports or anything, you invest time and energy into things. And you get, you know, the results of that. And it's the same with our spiritual life, that takes time to build up our spiritual life. And this is a chance to do it a little bit each day. And it does build, you know, week upon week. And then you can check in with someone to see where you're at. And we would hope that it's something someone could continue after the retreat, that they'd have found those moments wherever they are in their day.
Is there a cost?
There is a cost. The cost is €60 for waged people who are earning, and we also have a reduction for students for the unwaged. And we can accommodate people who, if they can't afford to do it, then we can accommodate that. They just need to contact us. But it is €60 for us. It's covering our costs, and we have guides who are trained that we will meet. So yeah.
And they'll contact the Galway Centre for Spirituality and Culture.
Exactly. We were here on Sea Road in Galway. Our contact number is 091-725-363. That's 091-725-363. You'll get us there. Just leave a message and we'll get back to you. We're also on the web, jesuitcentregalway.ie, and email jesuitcentregalway@gmail.com. So there are a few different ways to contact us.